A very good morning to you and welcome to our service of morning worship. Before we begin, I have some notices to give out, and just to say that straight after this service, well, not straight after, but at 1 o'clock after the service, we're having a shared lunch together. Do stay. If you need to pop home and bring back a dish, do so and come and join us. On Wednesday this week, we have the waiting room from 7 till 8, and everyone is welcome to spend some time here in church. On Saturday, we have a ladies' breakfast, which should come up on the screen, and that is at 9 o'clock at the Fawn Cafe. Anybody know where the Fawn Cafe is? Yes, some of you do. That's great. So do join us for the ladies' breakfast. Next Sunday, on the 20th, we're having another of our Who's Coming to Lunch sessions, in which you can sign up to be a host and invite some guests. Well, they'll be invited for you. You won't know who you're going to get. Or you could sign up simply to go to someone else for lunch. And the sign-up sheet is on the desk at the back. And this is the last time of asking for that particular event. We're continuing our exploration. Oh, one other thing, Deeper at Six is next Sunday, not next Sunday, the Sunday after, and that will be here at 6 o'clock. So we're continuing our exploration of the Psalms. Today we're looking at Psalm 42, Strength in Troubled Times. It's a very appropriate psalm for today, because of course today is also Remembrance Sunday, when we pay tribute to those who've sacrificed their lives to secure our freedoms, but also we pray for the peace of the world. So I want to invite you to stand and say these words from Scripture, from the Psalms together. Please stand. And together we say, God is our strength and refuge, a very present help in trouble. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our first hymn is based on Psalm 42. God is our strength and refuge, our present help in trouble. Please be seated. Come now to a time of communal confession. Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness and greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek the peace God desires. Please respond in the words in white. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we come to pray together a prayer of commemoration. Together we pray, Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted either by death or life. Hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love and bring us all with them to your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our psalm says, be still and know that I am God. And so we'll remain seated to sing together the words of this song, Be Still. We're reminded in those words, be still, of the words of Jesus when he was in the boat in a raging storm and he stood up and he said, peace, be still. It was a rebuke to the storm. And the world needs to hear the same rebuke from the church. Be still. Our restless and our turbulent world. Be still and bow down before the Lord your Maker, for he is the mighty King, the King of light. It's not a call to be calm and relaxed. It's actually a command to let Christ be in control. And that's what our next song is really all about. When we sing, be still for the presence of the Lord. Come bow with reverence and fear. Imagine as you sing this, Jesus in that boat, commanding the world, the turbulent world, to find peace in his control. Let's stand to sing, Be Still. Please be seated, and we now have our reading from Psalm 46, and Shirley is going to come and read to us.
Our psalm this morning reading is Psalm 46. God is our strength and refuge, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, and she will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and he shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Shirley. I'm now going to invite Paul to come and share God's word with us.
Let us pray. God, our refuge and strength, bring near the day when wars shall cease and poverty and pain shall end, that earth may know the peace of heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I wonder where your mind, your heart, your memories are today. R.S. Thomas, the Welsh poet, wrote, "Life is not hankering after an imagined past, nor hurrying after a receding future. It's turning aside like Moses at the lit bush." The burning fire we've just been singing about, God, to be a burning fire among us and in us. And this is an age of great anxiety, as someone has called it. What hangs over us? What keeps us awake at night? What have our forebears endured? Wilfred Owen, the First World War poet who died in the trenches a week before the Armistice Day, 4th of November 1918, talked about descent into hell, the trenches descent into hell. This last week, the General Secretary of the United Nations, speaking in Egypt at the climate conference, said, "We are on a highway to hell." Mariupol, some of you may have seen the program on television, and if not, it's worth finding it and hearing it for an hour if you feel able to. And it's an amazing program this last week, and in the paper the next day it said, "This is a harrowing, relentless vision of ground level fear." The writer goes on, a caption told us that more people have been killed in Mariupol in Ukraine, southern Ukraine, than any other European city since the Second World War. All of which puts your problems into perspective. And in that programme it talked about the nightmare of living and trying to flee from Mariupol in southern Ukraine. For myself, perhaps for you, would you just let your mind wander a bit? I go back, I was born a year before the war started, 1938. I remember as a child living in southern Sussex. I remember the doodle bugs. I remember the air raid shelters, the air raid alarms. I remember the rations. There were five in our family then. I can see this now on our Christmas tree, divided into five, one banana. That is deeply embedded in my own life and memory. I can remember my mother standing up in the air raid shelter near where we lived and singing. I won't try and sing it because my voice would, I'm afraid, drive you out of church. But God is still on the throne. He will remember his own. His promise is true. He will not forget you. God is still on the throne. Never forget that. I can see my mother now. My Uncle Jack, commander, big naval vessel in the Mediterranean, a couple of years after the war in the early 40s, blown sky high, killed, only married for 3 weeks, Aunt Ashina. That's my father's eldest brother. You'll have different people in your life. A lovely friend here was telling me in the week that his grandfather went right through these things in the First World War but could never talk about it. It was too, just could not share it. And some of you will know that experience and some of your loved ones too. I can see my father was a school teacher, headmaster in the war, so they didn't actually go to war, but they joined the Home Guard. And on VE Day, 1945, victory in Europe, I can see him marching along outside our house, and his eyes met mine as I stood there as a 5-6-year-old boy waving my Union Jack. What memories these are. And if I just continue a bit, if I may, with my own life, and maybe this will help others to think of their own. I was in Malaysia for 3 years, chaplain at the university, and one night a huge uprising of Malays and Chinese, huge battle all night, dead bodies brought into the hospital opposite which we lived, everybody on curfew. The Tunku Abdul Rahman, the Prime Minister, on television saying, I thought I was the happiest man on earth. Now, he said, I'm the saddest. Nation in uproar, kingdoms tottering from our psalm. I come to the Sudan. We were privileged to have 3 weeks in southern Sudan. And twice we were bombed. Of course, for us it was new. But for the Sudanese, for 2 decades the civil war has gone on. This Antonov above us, I was with 3 bishops. They got me into a trench. I thought at least I'll be safe with 3 bishops. I was actually. But then later that, was it that day or day after? I can't quite remember. Diana will know. But we were just in a small hut. And again, the Antonov came from Khartoum, you see. Terrible civil war for 2-3 decades in Sudan. And dropping bombs around. We lay on the floor, holding our, I was vicar of 2 parishes, committed the parishes to the Lord, committed our 3 children to the Lord, committed ourselves, and the leader said, get right with God now, because you may not have another chance. I come to Iran, we were caught up in the revolution, and we're reminded of that, even now as the young lady who is part of our family, Sahar Mustafavi. She lost 2, if not 3, relatives in the Iran-Iraqi War, 1980 through to the late 80s. 1 million killed in that war, 1 million killed in the Iran-Iraqi War. And then perhaps you you think of 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. So close to nuclear war. So close. Just averted. The 9/11, 2001, 3,000 killed. Unleashed that terrible war in Iraq, Kuwait. Nearer to today, February the 24th, earlier this year, the Russian attack on Ukraine, the first European war since the last World War. Terry English, one of our mission partners in Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, but doing so much amongst Ukrainian refugees, told us this at the men's breakfast recently. Colin Chapman came to the men's breakfast, told us in 18 years of conflict in the Lebanon, and shared his story with us. Yes, this is an age of anxiety. It's an age of what someone has called the harrowing of hell. I've got an icon here, actually. Icons are very important in many parts of the church in the world. And this one, which Ant has done so brilliantly, it's called the harrowing of hell. I've got it here. And I've got it down here as well, so do look at it after if you would like to. But it's Christ standing above. These are the torture chambers. These are the coffins. And this is the cross, and Christ is standing. It's called the harrowing of hell, or the Greek here is the resurrection, Anastasis, the resurrection. Christ is standing in glory, dragging Adam, dragging Eve up. I've got a smaller copy of it here. And I was using it this last week with somebody going through hell, absolute hell, and just saying, just see Christ standing, holding you. We can't hold Christ. Christ holds Adam. He holds Eve and draws them up into his own resurrection life. The age of anxiety, the age of the harrowing of hell, which we're all conscious of, I think, in different ways. And this is where we come to this wonderful psalm that Shirley so beautifully read for us. I think you should have a copy. I've got some spare ones if you haven't. Do take it home. Live with it through this week if you can. Just stay with it. Maybe a sentence, maybe a verse comes to you from it. And the word I've used is that what's going on in this psalm is a world which is very much dismembered. I hope if you're watching this in your home or whatever, that you can see this. It's just the word dismember. Dismember. So much of the world is dismembered. You look at the psalm itself. To dismember actually means to tear or to cut the limbs. Membrar. If I think back many, many years to my little bit of Latin I didn't know, means a limb. So to dismember is to tear the limb apart. And this, of course, is happening in this psalm, isn't it? The mountains falling into the heart of the sea. It's so vivid. The earth may give way. The mountains fall into the heart of the sea. The waters roar and foam. The mountains quake with their surging. This is the dismemberment that the psalmist is experiencing, and which he's calling us into this experience and saying, actually, some of you may well know this in some way, your way, in your own life. Dismembered. Yes, 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 but. Isn't that wonderful at the beginning? God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This is the cry of faith. I spoke with a good friend this last week on the phone, and he's very sort of theological, and you know, written all kinds of stuff and everything. And I just said, Philip, how are you? And he said, Too much noise in my own head. I'm trying to keep up with the news. I'm overwhelmed by world outside, my inside world. He said, I feel threatened. I'm keeping so many balls in the air. I hear so many cries for help, and not least in my own heart. And yet, he says, the sheer call to the fact of God's existence. This is what the psalmist here. My friend said, I used to think this was sheer arrogance. This was an Israelite saying, well, I believe this, but look, let the world go, but I'm all right. And we were saying no. In the midst of this world, this is the psalmist actually saying that the sheer call to the fact of God's existence. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Maybe nothing else you take home today. You take those words, and which we've been singing about as well, and the beautiful hymn that we sang together. So in the midst of the dismemberment of life, dismemberment perhaps of your own life, and yet in church this morning, those wonderful words. Shall we go back to them? Jeff, thank you so much for the psalm. Those wonderful words. We will, therefore, we will not fear. Isn't that wonderful? Therefore, we will not fear. And the dismember turns, the opposite of dismember is remember. Remember. Which means, yes, it certainly means don't forget, let it come back to mind, recall it to your mind. But it's more than that, it's your very limbs of your body. Let them begin to come together again, not to be fragmented, to come together, to remember. Remember. And these wonderful words that we have. Verse 4 here, it touches the very Godhead. Remember that deep down in the city of God, and it's talking here more figuratively, really, I think, about the life of the church and about our own lives. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. The holy habitation of the Most High in us and in the church and in God's people and anyone who is open to it. The secret habitation, the holy place, the secret place where the Most High dwells. God is in the midst. He's in the midst. Emmanuel with us. God will help. Isn't that wonderful? God will help. At break of day, I just had a couple of years in the army. It taught me so much. I didn't enjoy it at all. It was like hell, but one or two others here, the army's been your life, and we praise God for you and for what you've given to us. But you know, at break of day, I do remember being told and said, it's when the sun breaks in the morning and comes through the darkness of the night, that's when you've got to be more alert than ever, because that's when the enemy attacks. At break of day, and it's at break of day, it's when you feel in your life, gosh, God, I don't know why I'm doing this, I don't know how I manage, and life is hard, and people on my mind, and family and all kinds of things. And yet at break of day, at that very moment, God will help her. Isn't that wonderful? That's a verse to take with you. At break of day, God will help me. God will help us. And this remember is recreate me, put my limbs together, make me anew, put me together again. That's what, why we're here this morning, be put together. Remember the thief on the cross. Remember doesn't just mean, Lord, don't forget me. It says, Lord, bring me together. Hold me together. Remake my life. Refashion me. And yes, we are torn apart. Yes, we are damaged. Yes, we are dysfunctional people in so many ways. But, and this is where we come to the big picture, because at this stage, the psalmist says, yes, remember, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, this is verse 6 in our psalm. But remember, God is there. He's there, he's lifting his voice. The earth melts, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortune. God is our is with us. My son-in-law is a vicar down in Wiltshire. We were with him last weekend. And I said to him, you know, as you look at your congregation, what feeling do you get? He said, I feel there's much fear. I feel there's disappointment. I feel there's not a lot of hope. And I feel they're trusting in the wrong things. Gosh. And yet he has the courage to stand up and preach to his people. What is it about us? Fear, disappointment, not a lot of hope, trust in the wrong things. They're all part of me. Maybe they're part of you too. But yet we can say God is our refuge and strength. God is in the midst of the city, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is at dawn. And God will help me. And as one commentator on this psalm says, even when the whole world around falls apart, we trust in God's help and we do not fear. Isn't that wonderful? Everything falling apart. Trust in God's help. Trust that he is there. Do not fear. Yes, the psalmist, yes, nations in uproar. Yes, kingdoms totter. But God utters his voice. And the Lord of the armies of heaven is with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Jacob. Jacob, the least worthy of those patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The least worthy, the most crafty. His word means deceit. Yaakov, deceit, the deceitful one. And yet God's with us in our deceits, in our double lives, in ways in which we just know we're not up to scratch, and God is with us. This is a wonderful, wonderful message of this psalm, speaking to our condition. The Lord is with us. That great I am we've been looking at the last 6 or 7 weeks in our worship. I am Yahweh, A Hebrew would never use that word because they wouldn't pronounce it. But the word means, I am with you as one who will be with you. Therefore, we can collapse. Lovely phrase, someone has collapsed into grace. Do you know what it means to collapse into grace? When you know this God is for you and you can actually begin to let go. We only begin because the whole of life is actually letting go, but we begin to let go, we collapse into grace, and it's then that the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted. Twice he says that here, doesn't he? I am exalted above the heavens, the cosmic God. I'm exalted upon the earth, the global God. Collapse into grace. He's with us, whatever, whatever. And today we see Jesus on the cross in his passion. Got the cross here, two of them here. His sweat, like drops of blood, flow to the ground. His hands are bound. He's beaten. He's flogged. He's hanging nearly naked. The blood, the nails, the human horror. And yet he also says, I, when I'm lifted up, will draw all people to me. Come back to these words, be still and know that I am God. I want to suggest that we say them. I said these words just a few years ago in the Central Hall, Westminster, with 200 businessmen and women. And the leader said to us, I just want to say these words, and then I want you to say them after me. Business people, men, women, in the middle of London, spent an evening in something called Silence in the City. And these were the words, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. I wanted to say those words together and then have a pause for silence, and then if Jeff will come and take over. Perhaps easiest if you say them with me. So let's start together. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. And then together, be, be.
Sing together, my Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you.
Please, would you stand? We're going to sing this through just once, please. Just once. Seated now for our time of prayer, and Margaret's going to come and lead us. Thanks, Peter.
Let us pray. On this Remembrance Sunday, let's just bring before the God of peace our hopes for the world, for the church, and for his people. Merciful God, we pray that we might know your peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our nations, and our world. We know that peace is your will, and it is peace that we all need so badly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember today, dear Lord, those who have died in any kind of war and conflict throughout this your world. We think of the soldiers who've died in the horror of battle, and innocent people who've lost homes, their possessions, and their loved ones. This morning, we just remember those of the two world wars, including people close to us, known to us, family, friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we cry to you again, dear Lord, for the country, for the country of Ukraine. We thank you for the recent withdrawal of troops from Kherson, and that there is a little of relief from fighting in that area. But Lord, we know there is so much suffering, so many lives torn apart, so much anguish. Lord, we just pray that you will bring peace to that country. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nations at this time, that, Lord, you will pour out your spirit of reconciliation. May they have a longing to bring freedom from fear and freedom from want to all the people. We pray that you will give strength and courage to those who bear heavy responsibilities for peace within our world. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters called to witness to your love in this generation. May we as Christians all work together to break down barriers which divide. May those of us who profess a faith respect those who hold another faith, and build a community where there is harmony and understanding between all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those, Lord, who at the moment are facing difficulties in their own personal lives, problems within their own families, within friendships, neighbourhoods, or perhaps even in the workplace. Help them to keep calm in times of uncertainty, and show us how we can help and support them. We just name any in our hearts before the Lord just now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And this morning, Lord, we do just commit to you our dear sister B in Peru. We pray for her safety and her well-being. We pray that your presence will surround all those who are with her at this time. And we give you thanks for Guy's safe arrival in Japan. And may he too, Lord, know your peace and protection as he begins this new area of work with Mission to Seafarers. And we thank you, Lord, too, for keeping April and her baby safe. And we now look to you, Lord, for a safe delivery in a week or so's time. Be near April, Connor, and little Archer at this time, Lord, we pray. And so, Lord, as we conclude, we pray for ourselves. May we all be able to put our confidence in you, our strength, our fortress. And Lord, when we are filled with fear or stress or worry, give us courage, deepen our trust. You are our rock. Nothing can shatter that. We give to you this morning the weights that we bear in our lives, and we wait in stillness to know that you are God. Almighty God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We gather our prayers together and as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So as we prepare now to join in our act of remembrance, we sing together, O God, our help in ages past. Please stand.
Thank you.
So we come to our act of remembrance, which begins with the last post, followed by 2 minutes silence. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. And we remember them by placing our wreath by our war memorial in church, and Joanne is going to come forward and take the wreath from the front here and place it at the back during the playing of Reveille, which of course is a wake-up call, but it's also a reminder of the resurrection of the dead. Thank you, Joanne. As she brings the memorial wreath down, please would you turn to the back as she walks past you. Please turn to the front. When you go home, tell them of us and say, "For your tomorrow, we gave our today." Our closing hymn reminds us always to turn to Jesus Christ as the King of all, in Christ alone. Heavenly Father, please accept these, our gifts, and other gifts that we give to you as a token of our love for you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated for the blessing. We will be serving coffee here at the front after the church service, and there is an opportunity if you'd like to pray with someone. There will be a prayer team at the back of church to pray with you. So may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.